Recorded Books presents Assassin's Creed, Fragments, The Highlands Children, by Alain T. Puiseguir, narrated by Samuel Rukin. 1296. Chapter 1. Shadows. The door opened with a bang, rattling the frame and breaking the lock, which gave way. The bell jingled, breaking the silence of the night. The shop was swathed in darkness. A single candle flickered, trying to chase away the darkness while making shadows dance up the walls. An imposing man wearing a black cape with a rolled-down hood slipped inside. He barely had time to catch his breath before he shivered, as he felt a blade press against his jugular, and one of his arms pushed into his back at a painful angle.
What?
The pressure on his arm increased and the man let out a gasp.
It's me, Glenn, the goldsmith.
His headgear was pushed back, unveiling a face lined with pain. His eyes were bulging in terror. He was forced closer to the candle, and straining his neck he could just make out the face of a young woman with emerald eyes.
Alice! My God, what's the matter with you?
The young woman let go of his arm and withdrew the scissors blade from his neck. She readjusted her long ginger mane and continued to glare questioningly at the goldsmith. The scar which ran across her forehead made her seem even scarier.
Precautionary measure, she replied. You did just break down the door.
She gestured at the door, which had just swung shut with a concerning creak. Glenn dumbly observed the metal lock hanging off with his mouth open.
I thought it was stuck.
Alice rolled her eyes in exasperation. An amused voice from behind the timbers spoke up.
You're a brute, Glenn. It's no wonder you work on jewels instead of armor.
A man slid out of the shadow, produced by the shop counter. He was middle-aged, sported a grey beard, and wore a dark embroidered doublet, which accentuated his square shoulders.
Alistair, gasped the goldsmith in shock. My God, why this welcome? I almost wet myself.
The bearded man let out a laugh and nodded.
Your apprentice is better at cutting up a man with scissors than a garment, a real wildcat.
Watch yourself, Glenn.
Cat scratch, snarled the girl.
She sprung forwards to light the other candles. The goldsmith moved aside with a fearful look. From the halo of the candlelight, he took in the chaos of the shop. Fabrics were piled here and there. Sections of the large and luxurious furnace had been strewn in a ball on the floor. A broken wooden table lay not far from that destruction.
Did they try to rob you too?
Alistair Aitken nodded in affirmation. He was the most respected tailor in the south of Scotland, and certainly the richest. His dresses were known right up to the Highlands, and some of his overcoats were worth their weight in gold in the markets of Glasgow and Edinburgh. That someone tried to rob him wasn't exactly surprising, especially right now. The Highlands are the mountainous region in the north and west of Scotland. The natural border of the Highlands runs from Arran to Stonehaven. Luckily, Alice was here.
The bastard ran away like a little coward, she said with a smirk.
I see, replied the goldsmith, wiping his brow.
What brings you here?
What brings me here? Good Lord, Alistair! 3 days! The town has been under siege for 3 days, and you ask what brings me here? What the hell are you still doing here?
The master tailor leaned against one of the bolts of vermilion fabric.
The guild, he started.
Bet got killed in his damn bunker.
Glenn cut him off.
Oh, you didn't know, huh? Well, he did. He was a bloody idiot, and bad at business. But he didn't deserve that.
The goldsmith paced around the shop. He wrung his hands, with his many rings all clinking together.
I almost got eviscerated myself on my way here. People have gone mad. But at the same time, I get it. Have you heard the screams from beyond the walls?
Alice felt a shiver run down her spine. 4 days earlier, the English army had been spotted coming from the south.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?